decided tonight, we're going to start off with a couple of patriotic songs, but after that, it's going to be a singspiration and testimony time. So, hope you we'll give you a little time to prepare. If you don't really have a testimony, but you at least have a song you'd like to pick, that's why I passed out the 101 books, so that we have all three of them to choose from. And we'll see how it goes tonight. So, we're going to start out with our national anthem. It's number 779 in our hymn books. As we typically do here, try to have everybody stand, and we're going to turn around and face the back and face the flag, okay? And obviously we want to put our hands over our hearts.
Patriotism that we feel towards our country, how much more so should it be towards the country where we'll never grow old. And so we thank you for your son. We thank you that that he took our punishment on himself, that we could have that home again. And we just pray that in the midst of everything going on, that would be our theme, that would be our banner as we march forward. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You can be seated. We'll sing one more patriotic song. It's number 781. 781, My Country, 'Tis of Thee. After that, it'll be up to you all what we sing. All right? Just a couple of announcements. First, on the organ, there is the preliminary copy of the new church address list. Please check the information there when you get a chance. And if you find something is inaccurate or there's information missing, there is a paper attached to it. Please write that information down, so that we can get that corrected. We'd like to get that list done as soon as possible and get it to everybody. And secondly, this morning we announced there were copies, two copies of the proposed Constitution there on the table in the back. Pastor had some issues with his computer and printer, and so he was only able to make two copies. There are more copies now in the back, so if you would like to take one, you can certainly do so and look it over carefully. And we want to seek the Lord's face as we look at that Constitution, make sure that our church is heading in the right direction and doing what God would have us do. So hope you'll take the opportunity to take one of those Constitutions on the table there in the back near the sound booth. And if you have any questions about that Constitution, please let Pastor know and he'd be glad to answer those for you. All right. Do you have any other announcements?
So what I'd like to try to start doing, I know it's kind of a little different this evening, but what I'd like to start doing is every fifth Sunday of a month. So I don't know when the next one is, but this is kind of...
Happens about 3 to 4 times a year.
So probably like September, maybe not. Whenever we have a fifth Sunday, what I'd like to do next time is do the same thing we're kind of doing this evening, pick songs, and they got a special day one sing, and sing a special. You got a hymn that's on your heart, we'll sing that hymn. You got a testimony, feel free to give a testimony. And then I'd like to afterwards just have a little finger foods, a little fellowship afterwards for a few minutes after the singing, and then just spend some time together just worshiping God on fifth Sunday. So that's why I want to try to start this week here or this month. So that's kind of my mindset. So the next fifth Sunday, we'll kind of try to do the same thing we're going to do this evening. The next time, hopefully, have a little finger foods that we'll provide and bring for people to eat afterwards. So.
Okay. All right. Before we select our first song, let's go to Titus chapter 2. Just a reminder that this is the last week we'll be looking at Titus 2. After that, we will be going to that study that Pastor wants to start in that little red booklet. If you have not received one, please let us know, and we will order more. We don't have any more left. So if you did not receive one, let us know, and we'll try to get you one. All right. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. All right. Hold just a minute. I'm still hearing pages turning. That's good. All right. Here we go. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. All right. All right. Who has the first selection or a testimony or both? I saw Bert first.
417.
470. It's 470. Ah, okay. 470. Ah, yes. Good.
Our
Yes, go ahead, Jim.
The 101 books, age 54, this world is not my home.
Ah, 54, right, okay. 101 book, number 54. Yes, Jim. Go ahead.
785.
Same book?
Hymn book.
Oh, in the hymn book. Okay. 75 in the hymn book.
785.
Oh, 785. Wow. My hearing is going here. I should have known you would pick that. 785. song. I've heard it before, but it's been many, 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 many years ago. Thank you. That was a good song. We'll have to remember that and sing that one again. That's a good song. All right. Thought I saw another hand. Okay, Brother Craig?
The hymn book's 393.
All right, 393 in the hymn book.
Now
ahead.
Oh man, now I got three, but so we'll go with 821 in the hymn book.
Okay, 821. And I think we'll do our usual tradition where you can be seated, where we repeat the final chorus and Jason will change keys. All right. 821. In the back beyond the index. Of songs that we've had tonight is a reflection on where our walk is with God.
Amen.
And that's a tremendous blessing to be part of a group of believers where we have something like this. You don't find that in every church. You really don't.
Amen.
It's but by the grace of God that we have that.
Come on now.
All right. I saw Sam first, and then I'll take Adam right after that. Sam, go right ahead. Okay, 793. Yes.
Okay.
next, and we'll take just one more after that. We need to give
814
time. 814. 814. All right. Wonderful grace of Jesus. Yes, we need to stand on that one too. Yep. Wonderful grace of Jesus. 814.
And empty.
Go ahead.
I don't have a song.
Okay.
But I wanted to say I really appreciated the men yesterday wearing their shirts, showing the military ranks that they were in. Even Dave had it hidden underneath his sweatshirt. I appreciated that. My husband was in the Air Force during Vietnam, did not go overseas, was always in the States. My father, however, served in World War II, died in Germany when I was a 3-year-old. So I'm acquainted a little bit with military sacrifice that families pay. But when we sang the Star Spangled Banner, I looked at the third verse, which we don't sing very often, and it said, blessed with victory, and the king and reed goes in tears, and peace, may the heaven rescued land praise the power that hath made and preserved us a nation. We still need to praise God for our nation.
Amen.
Even though it's really going downhill, but we have a hand, a hold on there.
Yes.
Yes. Amen, sis.
All right, in the handbook? Okay. All right, as our final song, then we'll sing number 51 in the hymn book. Let's stand, we'll sing it. 51 in the hymn book. right, you all can be seated.
Thank you for that this evening. That's a blessing. Just to be able to sing out to the Lord and glorify Him, as Miss Sharon said, just thankful. I am thankful. I know our country's in a mess. I'll be the first to admit that. But I'm thankful I'm here in this country and any other country in the world. Any other country in the world, no other place I'd rather be than the United States of America. And I'm thankful for it. Continue to pray for our leaders. Pray for those that are in authority. Pray for those in our community. That God will use us as a light. God will use us as a testimony to not only bring revival in our own life, but possibly revival to the area that we're in right here. That God would just get a hold of hearts and souls, and that we could just glorify Him. Thank you again this evening for singing out. Thank you for the songs that were chosen. It was a blessing to me, and I hope it was a blessing to you. And we'll go ahead and close in prayer here. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this opportunity this evening, dear God. Lord, just thank you for the privilege and honor to live in this country. Lord, I do thank you for the United States of America. Lord, I know we're a mess. Lord, it's in your mercy and your grace, Lord, that you have allowed us to keep going on. Lord, some as a nation, we've spit in your face, Lord. We've turned our back on you, dear God. And Lord, you're still gracious to us. Lord, you still provide food to put on our tables, Lord. You provide water for us to drink, dear God. And Lord, clothes to put on our back and a home to stay in, Lord. We thank you for it. Lord, thank you for our leaders, dear God. Thank you for President Joe Biden, Lord. Thank you for our Vice President. Lord, your word says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for our leaders. But Lord, I pray most importantly, dear God, you deal with them about their souls. Lord, I pray you'd open their eyes to the truth, dear God. I pray you'd bring conviction there, Lord. Lord, I know there's scriptures there in Washington, D.C., up on some of those monuments, up in some of those buildings, dear God, that were inscribed in some of that granite and marble. And Lord, I pray, God, that they would read some of those scriptures, dear God, that it would prick their hearts and they'd think about their souls in eternity. Lord, help them to make righteous decisions, dear Lord. Guide our Supreme Court. Guide those that are in Congress. Father, help them, Lord, to seek your face and, again, Lord, make righteous decisions. And Lord, I just want to thank you again this evening, Lord, for the soldiers that have gone on before us. Lord, from those from the very beginning during the Revolutionary War all the way through up to, Lord, the wars that we're facing right now, dear God. Thank you for those men and women who sacrificed and gave all, Lord, who shed their blood on foreign seas, dear God, that we may be a free nation. And Lord, not only a free nation that we don't have to worry this evening, dear God, of coming to church and having a Bible in our hands. Lord, we don't have to worry this evening that we'll be persecuted because we're a Christian. And Lord, it's because of those that, Lord, by your grace and mercy, but also, Lord, those that went out and fought, Lord, to keep our nation free. And Lord, I believe you have blessed this nation, dear God, and made it a free nation, Lord, to get the gospel out. Lord, how many missionaries has this country sent out to foreign lands to proclaim the word of the Lord Jesus Christ? Father, help us, Lord, to continue to do so long as you give us freedom. Help us to be about your business. Help us not to take it for granted. Help us, Lord, to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Help us to be that light that would shine in a crooked and perverse nation. And Lord, help us to keep our leaders in prayer. Lord, thank you for these precious brethren. Thank you for the opportunity this evening to sing out to you, to praise you, to give you glory and honor. Lord, I ask you to be with us as we go home. Watch over us as we drive home. Keep us safe through this week. And Lord, if it be your will, you bring us back again safely on Wednesday. Lord, I pray you continue also, Lord, as we close here, Lord, be with Brother Les and Miss Nancy, Lord, strengthen them, encourage them, be with them. Lord, lift them up tonight, I pray, dear God, in a special way. Help them to be able to get rest. Lord, I pray the same also for Miss Alita Harris. And Lord, with that heart transplant, help her, dear God, this evening. Help her husband, help her boys and children and the rest of her family. And we ask these things now in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. Amen, brethren, you're dismissed. Lord willing, see you on Wednesday.